Hello and welcome to episode 34 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer. We're talking about what's going on. I don't know, man. You see me in the image here. Do I look a little bit darker than normal or something?
Did you get some sun? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm just noticing it looking in the camera. But yeah, I was out today all day burning wood in the yard.
Nice.
Yeah, I made some activated charcoal, which is pretty cool. I can make a gas mask or purify water now. We'll see. I'm doing a YouTube video about that, but that's going to take at least another 2 or 3 days to get all that together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just what I did today. I've been drinking since noon, lighting stuff on fire all day.
Nice.
In the sun.
There you go.
Claire was supposed to be on tonight, a dirty tranny.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that didn't work out. But I was speaking to her, and apparently someone I was on the Carl Vinson with the tranny. I don't remember the name. That doesn't mean much. It was a big ship.
Yeah.
Out of these people, they said I was the lefty.
Well, you're kind of the lefty in our group, too.
I know. That's what pissed me off even more. Like, everyone says I'm some kind of far right Republican when I talk to them until I start talking to actual Republicans. And they're like, no, you're the lefty. I'm like, I have no home.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it bothered me, but I don't know. Not that much. We talked for maybe an hour, but a whole bunch of bullshit. Actually, the reason why the phone call happened is something we're going to get into tonight with the gun laws. Okay. And everything that Biden's doing, but that's to come, I suppose. Where do you want to start tonight?
We might as well start with Hunter Biden.
What in particular? How him in an interview saying that, yes, it could well have been his computer, or are you talking about the gun that his dead brother's wife threw away in a trash can away from across the street from an elementary school?
I was going to go with the Parmesan cheese.
Oh, smoking Parmesan cheese because it looked like crack.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Do you get high for smoking Parmesan cheese? That's the real question.
I have no idea, honestly. I've never tried it. It does not sound like a good idea. And don't get me wrong, I've smoked my fair share of stuff.
Yeah.
I've never tried to smoke cheese.
Wouldn't it just melt eventually?
Yeah, how you had to get that to actually like smoke it. You know what I mean? It would be boiling. Like, well, actually, like smoking crack, I suppose.
Yeah, but you're gonna get some effect from crack. What are you gonna get from smoking Parmesan cheese?
Well, I don't know if you're lactose intolerant, you might get you might fart and get the runs.
You almost got me.
Anyone who's out listening,
taking a sip,
taking a big old swig. As Brian knows, I am lactose intolerant. He's seen me more than once eat my share of cheese, and everyone around me regretted it for hours.
Yep, especially your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a good laugh out of him, though. He says, like, yeah, I used to smoke Parmesan cheese. It looked like crack. I was like, this is the guy that we, like, after this whole China thing, the laptop thing, like, oh, no, he's got way too good a character to do that. He's like, I used to smoke cheese because it looked like crack.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
And what were the other topics about him going on this week? Yeah, he was in the news a lot this week.
It was a while ago, but it was the gun thing.
Okay.
And what's her name? Lisa or something like that? Biden. And no, it's not his wife. It's his dead brother's widow.
Yeah, but he's with now.
Well, he was. He just banged her for a while.
Okay.
Apparently.
That's a much better way to do it.
Yeah. Way to disrespect your brother, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or your spouse, I suppose.
And didn't he ask his dad to get him out of something recently?
What in particular? He's done that a lot.
I don't know.
It's what a lot of people call white privilege. It's what I would call insanely wealthy politician privilege.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know, it brings me up to the first thing I got listed here about partisanship in general.
Okay.
after talking to Claire and this other guy that I was on with, on the Carl Vinson, by the way. So same ship that you served on too.
Yep.
Oh, actually, I wish I had thought to bring that up. They said I was left leaning. They actually, at least they called me a libertarian left.
Right. Okay.
I was like, all right. But then I realized that it just in general, this idea of partisanship pisses me off. We have people arguing to settle student debt just because the Democrat Party argues for, to settle student debt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This far, if we're just going to give away billions of dollars to pay off someone's debt, I can think of way better things than student debt. Like, for example, cancer patients for children. You know what I mean? Like child cancer. Maybe we can give the money to the parents and forgive their medical debt.
Right.
I don't know, the same argument everyone else makes about cops getting shot or attacked or an 18-year-old getting his leg blown off in a war. He's like, oh, you signed up for it.
Yeah.
Well, you signed up for that student debt, too.
Yeah.
And it just drives me nuts. It's really pissing me off. And it's not just the left wing, the right wing, too, that with the drug laws and they're trying to regulate everything all the time. And everyone's trying to regulate everything, not just the Republicans.
Yeah.
New York City just keeps trying to raise taxes. And they're like, oh, we'll just raise the taxes on the wealthy.
Well, the problem is the wealthy are all moving out of New York.
Exactly.
A lot of them realize they can work from home and different wherever they were. And so they just left Manhattan and, you know, went to upstate New York, went to Connecticut, went to New Hampshire.
Martha's Vineyard.
Or Hawaii. You know, they're scattered all over the countryside now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the very same people you were trying to protect, the poor, are stuck in New York City. And now they used to be 20 million people, just pulling the number out of my butt, to pay for the water in the city.
Yeah.
Let's just say there's only 15 million now. The cost of your water just went up by a third. Yeah. I'm sorry, 25%. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you know, they don't realize it. This is dumped down on the poorest people. Then they say, then to fix the problem, they say, let's raise the taxes on the wealthy. And it's like, this is what started the whole problem.
Yeah, there's no wealthy to keep raising taxes on.
Hey, I'm going to hit pause. I got a screaming baby.
Okay.
All right, if I can find the pause. All right, the wife was taking care of the dog, putting the 100-year-old dog, putting his diaper on the other side of a wall, and the baby was not having it.
She's got to be the center of attention.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a foot and a half away, that's not close enough. But yeah, what up? Oh, geez, now I'm suggesting a nut. Oh my god, I'm doing weird stuff on this Google Doc now. The raising the taxes on the wealthy, all you do is passing the cost of living down to the lowest common denominator because everyone else is like, I'm getting out of here because it costs too much to do anything, even do business here, right?
Yeah.
Hey, the quality of life's plummeting, according to New York Post in New York. And, you know, you got Jeff Bezos saying that we should do all stuff and tax these corporations and tax the wealthy. And there's no law saying Jeff Bezos can't give the people of the United States $100 billion.
I love how the ultra-rich people are always willing to freely give up everybody else's money, but never really give up their own.
Isn't that the issue with socialism, is that you eventually run out of other people's money?
Yeah. We're starting to do that now with this country, you know, but.
Well, that's the thing is like, and that's who like AOC points at is Bezos. Like he's worth $186 billion. It's like, yeah, but he doesn't have a fucking Scrooge McDuck style money bin of gold coins. He swims around in, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you're going to charge him $100 billion tax for being so wealthy. So now he's to sell off 2/3 of his business.
Yeah.
Now it's worth half as much.
Right.
So now your retirement just disappeared that was invested into Amazon.
Yeah.
And people don't think more than 15 minutes in advance. And the Republicans aren't good at this either, but the Democrats are really, really bad at this. They want something done now because it's going to get what they want done now. And they never think of what's going to happen in 5 years because of it.
Yeah.
Like the Merrick Garland changing the putting a justice in court, just a majority rule, majority vote. They didn't even get Merrick Garland in the court, and then Trump got, what, three picks?
Yeah. So bit him in the ass. We've got a commission to equal out the courts better.
Yeah, now they're going to go ahead and fiddle with it again, because when they fiddled with it last time, they screwed it up. It's like, you're just going to make it worse, because sooner or later, the other guy's going to get in office. It's a pendulum, right?
Meanwhile, you know, the whole time that there was a liberal bias to court, we just put up with it. We didn't worry about it, you know. We just took it for what it is, you know.
Who did?
The conservatives.
You mean your average conservative person?
Yeah.
Conservative personalities are still very flamboyant about it.
Yeah, but I mean, there, you know, we weren't trying to pack the court when this was going on.
People were not cussing me out in the supermarket for not agreeing with their politics.
Exactly. And now he's creating this stupid commission that they're going to try to either pack the court or put term limits on the Supreme Court, which I think is a stupid idea, too. I mean, the reason why the Supreme Court is the way it is so that they can have more freedom to do whatever they, you know, to do what they think the Constitution says. If you start putting people in there that got term limits on them, it's just going to be like another political party.
Because then they have to worry about how to support themselves after they're out of the court, and they're going to, same idea as a dirty politician. You're going to take money from someone else, do something dirty, and then get out with a butt ton of money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we can all say that, no, justice won't be corrupted. That's the exact argument that they were saying about Trump's picks, is that they were all corrupt people, right?
Right.
So,
although Trump did something that behind the scenes that if you weren't paying attention, you didn't know about, but he didn't just pack the Supreme Court, if you want to go down that road.
Every federal court in the country. Every federal
court that had a vacancy got filled. I mean, there were very few places. There's very few vacancies right now for Biden to fill. He's the people that are retiring, the people that he's promoted, like Merrick Garland.
Yeah, he's got a cabinet position, right?
Yeah, he's the attorney general now.
Yeah, well, good for him. That's a pretty serious job.
Yeah, you know, so it's just, you know, but he was real smart about it, because he didn't realize that he needed to work on the Supreme Court. Mostly, he knew that it takes
a lot. Make it happen on every level.
To the Supreme Court, you're better off filling vacancies in the lower courts, because the rulings from the lower courts is what filters up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court only gets to rule on these other rulings by these other judges.
Yeah.
And I blame Obama for that, honestly. Obama left how many seats unfilled?
Right.
And just like, whatever.
And they were the ones that changed the rule, the filibuster rule for the lower courts. They didn't change it for Supreme Court, but the Obama administration is the one that made it so it only took a simple majority to get a judge through.
Yes.
Appointment to federal court.
Yes.
So they had the opportunity to do exactly what Trump did. They just didn't bother. Do it.
And then they hate him for it. It's like, you literally didn't do your job. Now you pissed off someone else, showed up and did it. And, you know, like, as much as I said on this show, it's like, I don't agree with everything Trump says. I actually disagree with a lot of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the guy at least was brutally honest.
Yeah.
You know, as much as people say, no, he lied all the time, it's like, no, he actually is like, we're going to sell all these weapons to Saudi Arabia now. Yeah. It's like, dude, you weren't supposed to say that part out loud.
Right. Which, that sale's on hold right now.
Sorry, it just, I'm sure it's on the list somewhere, but I want to go here next because it for some reason, it came up in my mind. Apparently, Biden's about to finish Trump's wall.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if we put it on there or not, but we definitely talked about it during the week. Yeah. Right here. Biden considers restarting the border wall construction to plug the gaps.
Is that the New York Times one?
Yeah. And the Daily Wire.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I put two different sources, because when I put a quote right wing source in there, I feel like I'm being biased in one way or another, even though apparently I'm the lefty in every freaking talk group I get into.
I didn't think you could read the New York Times without a subscription.
So, no, you don't need a subscription. You just have to be on like some kind of weird you basically have to sign up, sign your name to the devil's book.
I'm not doing that.
But no, it's an opinion piece.
Yeah.
Which we'll actually get into that in a minute, but remind me to come back to New York Times opinion. It's an opinion piece saying that Biden should do it. Otherwise, the people are going to vote in the guy who's actually going to fix the problem.
Like we already did?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like another Trump, and he'll just do it because that's what the people want. And it's like, so you're suggesting the president does what the people want done so that they don't hire the other guy to actually do it? Yeah, no, actually, I thought that was the whole point of a competition to get who gets to be in charge, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's basically the article, the New York Times one. I just got a good laugh out of it because New York Times is very, very left-leaning.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see, have you seen this Project Veritas thing about the New York Times?
Uh-uh.
Oh, shoot. I wish I had had a thought of it. I would send the all the stuff over to you. You know, Veritas usually has a pretty damn good job, right?
Yeah.
When they blow someone up.
Uh-huh.
They blew up the New York Times for all sorts of stuff. And like they blew up their news saying like it's not news. And I'll tell you what happened was New York Times defense was this was opinion, not news.
Right.
But it was under their news section.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposedly just the facts and everything.
Yeah.
But like, no, it was an opinion. It's like, no, you said that the science is settled. It's like, that's not an opinion.
Right.
So, yeah. So don't trust anything the New York Times calls news because apparently they do not do news. They only do opinion according to the New York Times.
Yeah. And another thing, you know, I heard somewhere that even if he does restart building the wall, that they're blaming the whole border crisis on Trump. It's all Trump's fault that we've got thousands and thousands of children crossing the border right now without their parents.
How is that Trump's fault? Do they have a reason behind why Trump's fault, or do they just blame him?
Oh, they're just blaming him.
Because don't get me wrong, if you got a good reason why this is Trump's fault, I'm willing to listen to it. But
these people didn't start coming towards the border until Biden was elected president.
Did you see the t-shirts and the hats they were wearing saying, let us in, Joe?
Yeah.
And they even did their interviews. Actually, Project Veritas did a video about that, too. They released a whole bunch of stuff recently. I don't know if you follow them at all. They're a big deal.
I watch some of their stuff once in a while.
But yeah, they're a big deal investigative news. Like, they got deep inside and, like, people lose their jobs over reporting stuff. But they were the ones that got the videos and the pictures of children sleeping under bridges and stuff
right
at the border. And when you say, come on in, we'll process you. But you don't tell them it's going to take them 6 months to process them. Then you have 50,000 people in line. Yeah. When Trump said, don't come, we're not going to let you in.
Right.
So people didn't come.
Yeah. And people made fun of the program he had where you had to stay in Mexico while you went through the process.
That's actually a valid point that Trump made. And
as much well, the rule is when you're seeking asylum,
the first safe nation.
You have to seek it in the first safe nation you come to.
Exactly. Is Mexico not safe? United
States. These people from Guatemala need to be seeking asylum a lot sooner than United States.
At least Mexico at that point. Like,
right.
And or are we saying that Mexico is not a safe place and they're not fair?
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, then maybe we should build a damn wall.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I it's like, I don't know where the lines are with this stuff, man. They're telling us this and they tell us that. And I know it sounds like I'm a conspiracy theorist. Keep saying they. But like, what are you supposed to believe?
Yeah.
Like if you actually listen to what you're being told, it contradicts itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you point that out, you're the asshole.
Right.
Like you don't even put any of this stuff, any of your opinions anymore on Facebook because someone else might see it. Right.
Yeah, I don't post any opinions. Yeah.
Because someone might see it and boom, there goes your career.
Yep. I got to pause.
All right. I know we're changing subjects because I don't remember what we're talking about, but you actually just brought up the marijuana thing in Virginia. Yep. July 1st, you said?
Yeah, they amended the law. There's not going to be any dispensaries or anything available for sale of recreational marijuana until 2024.
But they're decriminalizing?
Yeah, and you're going to be allowed to have an ounce of weed on you, similar to the Massachusetts laws, you know, with no issue.
Yeah, if you have an ounce of marijuana in your trunk.
Plants too. I think we're going to be able to grow 4 plants right away.
4 plants ain't bad. The problem is it sounds like a lot. And don't get me wrong, you get a decent amount from 4 plants, especially if you put the effort in. But if you want to last, well, Virginia's a little different. It's a little warmer down there. If you want to last year round around here, you got to grow. Well, actually, that's never mind. That's why we're allowed to have more plants here. I said, you need to grow more plants to be able to last through the winter up here. And
right.
You're allowed to have up to 12 plants at a time and 6 in flower at a time up here.
Okay.
And that's honestly probably exactly why, is that to make it last through the rest of the year. Because you only get 1 harvest really up here. You can get 2 in Virginia. Unless you grow indoor, but then.
Yeah, that's a lot more work.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal versus letting the sun do what the sun does, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Oh, sorry, I actually started doing a video for YouTube on testicles.
Okay.
Well, the other day, about this just reminded me of it, about Biden's gun law thing and his comment that no amendment is absolute.
Yeah, what does he mean by that?
Well, I thought about it for a while. It pissed me off at first. And I thought, well, for like 20 minutes, it's like, okay, this is bothering me, but for different reasons now, like 100 different things came in my head. So I started doing some reading, and then it pissed me off for 100 different reasons. Well, his example he used was, you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded theater, ruled by Supreme Court in 1919.
But didn't he tell his wife to take the shotgun out on the porch and fire into the air if she needed to for protection?
True, but check this out. He referred to the 1919 ruling that you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, but 1964, I think, they actually revisited that exact thing and said that, you know, it's not that you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded theater, it's that you're not allowed to incite a public panic. Because off the top of my head, I can come up with 2 examples of when it's okay to yell fire in a crowded theater.
Okay.
Well, one of them is if there's an actual freaking fire.
Yeah.
Another one is if you're in a theater, I'm assuming there's some kind of presentation going on, perhaps a play, and you're an actor in this play and there's a fire. And that's part of the, you know, part of the show. So it's not yelling fire in the theater that's an issue. It's that you might create a stampede that'll kill people.
Right.
So it's not that, yeah, it's not saying that your right isn't there. It's that you're doing something to impede on others' rights.
Right.
But that was his example about the Second Amendment in terms of nothing's absolute. Whereas the Second Amendment is the only one that actually says shall not be infringed.
His examples usually aren't very good.
Oh, what's here we go. I actually have it loaded up. Let's just extrapolate this theory of that no amendment is absolute just through the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
We already have the First Amendment with the fire thing, which we already said that's BS. The Second Amendment was his argument. Let's look at the Third Amendment. So now is Biden going to be allowed to keep soldiers in your house? I don't know how many people realize this, but the Third Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America says you shall not have to quarter soldiers, i.e. it's not up to you to feed them and house them to maintain the peace in your neighborhood.
Right.
Because the English used to do that here.
Yeah. Yep.
So all of a sudden, is Biden going to be allowed to keep soldiers out? Because it's not absolute.
Exactly.
Let's go right on to the Fourth Amendment here. Unreasonable search and seizure. That actually, the Fourth Amendment was the entire argument the Supreme Court of the United States had to stop and frisk in New York City that Giuliani put into effect. It was unreasonable. You can't just stop people with, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And search them. Obviously, the Fifth Amendment, saying there's certain situations where the Fifth Amendment doesn't apply. So are we saying that you are either pleading guilty by not speaking, or are we going to allow people to be waterboarded until they confess? You know what? There's five more. I don't want to go through them all, but that it's just this. Can you think of a situation where it's okay for the government to put soldiers in your house?
No, not at all.
So that is absolute, then, the Third Amendment, right?
Uh-huh.
And Biden just said no amendments absolute. And it's like, oh, no. Or, okay, Seventh Amendment, double jeopardy. Seventh Amendment says they're not allowed to try you for the same crime twice.
Right.
If that's not absolute, that means like, oh, we can just keep doing it over and over again because we don't like you.
Yeah, until we get it right.
Joe McCarthy would be proud, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
And I feel terrible that I know like eight people that even know who Joe McCarthy was or why his name is important in history.
Right.
I'm glad you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it bothers me too because they don't, I don't know.
They don't know history. If you don't know your history, you're going to repeat it at some point.
Yes. Yes, thank you. You use way better words than I do. I was going to. I was going to say, sometimes I just feel like everyone's stupid. But I know that's not what it is. Everyone, you know, you're paying attention to different stuff. I get it. I just frustrate, man. You're watching the same stuff happen over and over again. He's like, this is what's going to happen. Like, no, no, it's not.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like the Chauvin trial.
Uh-huh.
This is going to go the exact same way the Zimmerman trial went. The state has no evidence. Okay, that's not true at all. The state actually has some pretty decent evidence if you've been checking into this. But this the prosecution actually presented reasonable doubt. And it's like, You can't come here saying that we're going to put you in prison and then say, well, it might have happened because of this. And that's what happened with the Zimmerman trial.
That's the defense's job is to prove reasonable doubt.
No, the defense doesn't even have to prove anything. All they have to do is say, can you be certain this is what happened? Uh-huh. Like, no, not really. It's like, okay. And the prosecution actually did this. They asked the it wasn't the actual prosecution. It was the defense attorney, but it was a state's witness. The coroner, and they said, well, if had this Derek Chauvin not been there and this man showed up dead, what would you have diagnosed? And she goes, oh, my God, fentanyl overdose.
Right.
And I found out why they're having an issue differentiating between the two. Apparently, typically, if you OD on fentanyl, you become, quote, so relaxed that you stop breathing.
So the same thing that you overdose on heroin or any of those other drugs that slow down your breathing and your heart rate and all that stuff.
Or having someone cut off your air supply. So that's why it's difficult to say what definitely killed them. They just know it's lack of oxygen.
Okay.
But the issue is what caused it.
Yeah.
And
his brain stopped telling his mouth to breathe, or was it because they couldn't get air through?
Was it the officer's knee on his neck? Exactly. Yeah. And all he had to do is provide reasonable doubt, right? It could have been this. Therefore, you cannot let 100 guilty men go free before one innocent serves time.
What degree are they going for?
They are looking at, they're pursuing murder two, murder three, and manslaughter.
So they're just trying to cover all their bases.
Yeah, which seems ridiculous. How can you possibly say murder two and murder three in the same?
Yeah.
What do you think happened? Like, the state is supposed to say this is what happened. That's their argument. The whole point is like, this is what happened, and there's no reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
So why do you need to bring anything less than murder two if you're saying that's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, I think they have a chance at manslaughter, which is murder one is obviously like, I left my house today with a plan to kill this person and how to dispose of the body and get away with it.
Yeah, I don't think those are the ones that
then there's murder two, which is I did not intend for anything to happen, but I did intend to kill that person. And then you got murder three, which is I intend to do you harm, but not kill you. And then you died. Then manslaughter is basically negligence. they have a chance at manslaughter, saying he was negligent and not adapting to the situation. But that was actually something else the state brought up, saying that this is what he was trained to do. And it's like, you can't tell him this is how you do it and then put him on trial for doing what he told, what you told him to do, right?
Yeah. Well, the police chief came out and said that that's not what that he was trained to do, you know, or something.
This video of it.
Yeah.
That's even weirder than I'd like to see that video. Is the police chief going to take the stand?
I think he did, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch the whole trial. I didn't do that whole thing.
Too boring.
Yeah.
We got lives to live, you know.
Yeah, trials are wicked boring.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like, you know, it's TV and a trial lasts a week or whatever. Usually they're like a day and a half at most, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the evidence.
But big trials like this can drag on forever and ever and ever. So.
Yeah, that seems pretty stupid. All right, well, where are we going from there? Sorry, I know I jumped hard.
Oh, no, you're good. Let's do the great things that's happening in the California prison system.
You can now request to get put in a prison based on the sex of your choice.
Yeah.
Fox News. Yeah, I even wrote autoplay commercial, so I didn't click on it by accident without being ready. I read it, but I'm pretty sure you don't even have to be taking hormones to do to request a transfer. Like, I decided I'm a woman today.
Yeah. No, they don't have to have any of those issues.
Now, I will admit this is way fewer requests than I expected. There's only been 261 requests done so far. Granted, only six of them were two men's facilities. They're usually two women's facilities. But I expected there'd be, I expected literally every rapist in prison to try to go to a women's prison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I expected there'd be thousands just because of that. But that does sound kind of messed up. It's like, oh, I could just go here and, you know, just say I'm a woman.
Right.
And just rape all these women. Seems kind of crazy to me.
It's huge. It's super crazy. But this is the world we live in, you know, where, I would have loved to have gotten the Dirty Tranny's opinion on this.
Oh, Dirty Tranny made it a big point of telling me yesterday on a phone call with herself and someone else that I am the left-wing person and that my views are further left than hers by a lot. And I was like, oh, all right. Which I got a good laugh out of because she called herself centrist.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. It's like, you have to look at this like Einstein in terms of relativity. It's like everyone considers themselves the center, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one says, like, oh, I'm far right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even now, what's his name there? Oh, my God. McVeigh.
Yeah.
He didn't think he was far right. He just thought he was doing what had to be done.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he was right. No. Just like, I don't think Adolf Hitler was right, but he thought he was just fixing something that was wrong.
Yeah.
No one, everyone's the hero of their own story. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
You know, had the Germans won World War II,
yeah,
and everyone was speaking German right now, he'd be a freaking hero, and you know he would.
Right. The victors dictate what history books say.
Yes, I say that a lot, exactly. I use different words, but yeah, exactly. The winners get to write the history books.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't get to hear the American, the Native American point of view very often.
No.
By the way, if an American citizen moved to India, would they be an American Indian?
No, they'd be an Indian.
No, an American citizen like you.
Oh.
If you moved to India, would you be an American Indian?
I don't think that's what they'd be called.
Why not? We call people that are, just because they're black, we call them African American, even though they might have come from Jamaica. That was loud. These Uber Eats broads.
Yeah.
Are you as pissed off about this as I am? They're looking at zero prison time.
That's ridiculous.
This is a capital offense. Like, if you or I carjack someone, we could be executed for it.
Yeah.
These girls, neither one of these young girls is going to serve a single day in prison. Now, a little bit juvie hall for one of them, but what the hell? How did this get swept under the rug? Did you see that video?
No.
Oh, it was brutal. There's video of the whole thing, of the dude getting killed. It was brutal and disgusting, and then they wrecked the car, and they didn't even end up stealing a car. And like, oh, we were just joyriding. And
they were more worried about the guy, the Uber Eats guy, than her cell phone or something, right?
Something like that. Yeah, she was more worried about she left her phone in the car than the guy who got run over and killed or smashed into whatever. It just, I don't know, it pissed me off, man. You make a big deal about this crap and that crap, you know?
So, what kind of families do these girls come from?
I have no idea, but exactly how do you put a cell phone over someone's life?
I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say that these girls come from connected families to get such a great deal.
Honestly, I want to come down to, lately they've been trying to push this white people are hateful of everything. This anti-Asian, this Asian hate crime thing.
Oh my word.
Whatever. Well, they make a big deal about every white guy that's involved, but then they find out half the time it wasn't even a white guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're still pushing this Asian hate crime thing, which, don't get me wrong, that's not cool. But they're not actually providing evidence that it's a whole bunch of white guys doing this. And that's what they keep doing is saying it's, I don't know, you know where I'm going with this. I just don't like the idea that we point out someone's skin color every time, no matter what. You know, and every time I say, I thought we were past this, someone calls me racist because of that, because I don't notice someone's skin color. I
thought that was why so many people voted for Obama, was to
make a point
that they weren't racist anymore. And we were equaling out society. I think his presidency drove the country further apart than it did bring it together.
Well, yeah, I mean, what did he do?
Nothing. Obamacare.
That's already gone.
Well, kind of, sort of. Biden's bringing it back.
Yeah. Jeez Louise. If you're going to make me pay for someone else's health care, I think I get a say in what their diet is. You know what I mean?
The whole government plan is to have... If the government is in charge of your healthcare, at some point, because they want to have one-payer health system, like, you know, TRICARE, Medicare, Medicaid, they want to have one person taking care of it, they can dictate everything about your life, you know?
Fat tax.
Yeah. That's being talked about again.
I know, and it's funny, Tina, several years ago, way back when we were in Virginia, brought this up, talking about Obamacare, saying there's going to be a fat tax. So you're out of shape. You're disgusting. It's going to cost us more money to take care of you. You have to pay extra money. She's like, that's ridiculous. It's like, she's like, if I want to eat 100 Twinkies tonight, that's my damn problem. It shouldn't be up to you, who's out there running and exercising every day, to pay for my, you know, heart care. A lot of people don't seem to understand that, though. It's like, if I have to pay for your health care, I want to say in what you put in your body.
Employers are already starting to do that to a certain degree, you know?
Well, that's a contract. I'm going to cut them a little bit of slack.
Okay.
Well, if you sign a contract, you agreed to it. You could have said no.
Right.
You know? Not that they should be doing that, but...
I mean, you were in the Navy long enough ago.
I was just going to say that. It's like the Navy absolutely made sure I was in shape twice a year at least.
Remember the big push for the tobacco-less Navy?
No. I remember Actually, I still have giant holes in my under my teeth where I used to put dip in from all the tobacco I used to use in the Navy.
There was a point where they said they were going to stop selling tobacco on ships. And, at a certain
that
point, it's going to be a tobaccoless Navy.
Someone would have been murdered on the ship. Someone would have been murdered at sea.
But it never happened.
No, actually, it wouldn't have been someone being killed in the story. It would have been the guy who's got a hookup sending him 10 cartons every time the mail shows up, who's making himself a crap ton of money.
Yeah, he'd be the black market cigarette guy.
That's exactly what would happen. And you know what? I used to, every time I got mail, I used to get entire logs of dip and cartons of cigarettes sent to me. And I would buy it everywhere we went into port when it was a decent price. Uh-huh. Because I knew we were going to be at sea long enough that sooner or later we weren't going to have them on board.
Yeah.
And I could sell, this sounds different perspective here, but I knew I could sell a pack of cigarettes for $10 on the ship because it was, holy crap, I was like, there's none left. What blows my mind even more is a pack of cigarettes up here in Massachusetts is $12.
I was just going to say that. You're in a state where it's even more than that now, and people are still buying them.
Addiction's an amazing effect. It really is.
Yeah.
Once they got you hooked, you're hooked. And you're gonna spend whatever you gotta spend to get your fix.
Yeah.
I mean, nicotine's as addictive as heroin.
I think it's more addictive in some ways.
So what a lot of people say. I believe it, honestly. It is a tough one. I used to make money hand over fist because I knew sooner or later we would be at sea long enough.
Uh-huh.
Or something would happen and we wouldn't get mail, or we wouldn't get what they call it there when they shoot the lines over.
Oh, underway replenishment.
Unwrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had the helicopter going back and forth. That was always cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what's even better for me? This is the only situation that actually worked out my benefit. Being a sewage worker, I wasn't allowed to touch anything that came in. So I didn't have to do any of the working party stuff.
Yeah.
I remember more than once, you need to get out there and, grab the hot dogs and pass them down the line. The working party is like, I opened up a sewage line 3 days ago. I haven't had the 15 hours before I can touch food.
Whether you did or not.
Yeah, every time. Because no one wanted to hear the specifics about that. we didn't do it. Actually, when I was working the sewage shop on the aircraft carrier, that was all I did.
Yeah.
But that was paying my dues in my job. Then I finally got to the point when I was doing weld repairs inside of a turbine engine.
Yeah.
That powered a cruiser in the United States Navy. That was pretty badass. By the way, let me tell you how cool it was to climb inside of a jet engine and do a weld repair from the inside. And they have them fire that sucker up and it power a ship with 300 people on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just nuts. It was a feeling of, yeah, my dick's huge. It never got any bigger, though.
Well, election fraud prosecutions at an all-time high, but there was no fraud in the last election.
Yeah, you sent that one to me, right?
Yeah.
I read that, but it was right after you sent it to me. Well, give me a refresher here. What happened?
The Attorney General's office is prosecuting cases in Texas. I'm saying it's a lot. They found 510 offenses going against 43 defendants that are in court right now. And 80% of those cases involve alleged mail-in fraud, ballot fraud.
Ah.
And 60% of the resolved cases involved mail-in voting fraud.
Well, if you're going to do
mail-in voting is safe.
Well, if you were going to do a fake vote, you would obviously do it through mail-in, right? That's the toughest.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to track down and prove.
Actually, that's it's funny. I was about to bring something up, and I'm still going to, but No Agenda Show brought it up going, oh, Steven Crowder got banned. Oh, what's going on? But it's true. Stephen Crowder got banned. And they're saying he had bad information, but he actually put the work in and did the research.
Right.
They're saying he was just wrong because of something weird, different, you know, different understanding of it.
Where was he banned from?
YouTube this time. He's
okay.
And we'll see how long it lasts. Last time they did something, they banned him monetarily. So basically he couldn't make money through YouTube.
Right.
But he could still publish.
But I guarantee YouTube still runs ads on all of his posts.
Yes, they do. And they're definitely going to let him keep doing his show because he's making all his money through louderwithcrowder.com or whatever it is. You should check him out once in a while. He does like a 3-hour show every day. And most of it's just like goofing off.
Okay.
I shouldn't say goofing off. They talk about what's going on. He is a little more, I would say he's more right wing than Rush Limbaugh was.
Okay.
He wears a holster with a pistol under one arm and a magazine on the other just to make a prove a point. He's Canadian born, you know.
Okay.
That's why he appreciates the rights of being an American citizen since he's become one.
Right.
I guess he wasn't allowed to have a gun in Canada.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know, I forgot what we were even talking about.
Election fraud.
Oh, geez. All right. Yeah, I really think that it does not matter how much election fraud you can prove in the next year. I think it does not matter. No one cares in terms of it won't make a difference at all.
Yeah. Well, MLB is taking a lot of heat for moving the All-Star game out of Georgia to Denver. Colorado actually has more restrictive voting laws in place when it comes to mail-in balloting and early voting and stuff like that.
We brought this up last week.
I know, but...
Okay. But yeah, no, yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
You know, it's just like... I mean, it's all about... the story, you know, oh no, they signed this new law. Woe is me. Woe is me. You know, people can't get food and water in line when they're waiting to vote now.
No, that's the issue.
Jim Crow law. How many times has Biden called it? We're going back to the laws of Jim Crow.
You know what drives me nuts about when they say that is the Democrats are the ones who passed the Jim Crow laws.
Yes, exactly.
It's funny, I actually put something on Facebook recently, and I'm trying to be less political, more and more what's going on.
Did you get fact checked?
No, even better. I said something about, oh, sure, I remember what it was. Oh, Chelsea, the female actress there, the left wing actress. Oh,
Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler, thank you. Was asking why we even need to have a trial for Chauvin, this video. And I was like, this is the issue, is that we have people saying, why even have a trial? And I was like, I believe what I said was, it's good to see the left wing going back to their Klan roots. No, K-Klan. And I had my junior high science teacher comment saying, no, it's good to see every now and then someone actually learned something from history and where stuff actually came from. I was like, oh, cool. That's even weird. It was my science teacher, but you know.
Chelsea Handler didn't know it, you know.
Yeah. She learned it. It's like, yeah, let's go burn a cross on his front lawn too, right?
Yeah.
It was funny, actually. A friend of mine recently said, it's like, oh, yeah. And you're right about the Klan? Well, not particularly. I don't think they're everywhere. You know, I don't think the Klan's next door.
Yeah.
And they were trying to basically say, oh, you're white. They're not going to come get you. And I was like, I don't know if you understand, but they hate Catholics.
Right.
You're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
They used to hang Catholics. I don't understand why Catholics are hated by every other Christian religion. Seems a little weird to me. Maybe because you think we all look down our nose at you, but we look down our nose at ourselves. But you still listen to what the Pope has to say, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like I don't believe in God, but I'm going to do Christmas and Easter. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
So those I got a couple friends like that, and it kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
They give me a hard time about God and everything. I'm like, but you do Christmas, you think it's cool. I can't not do it. It's like, sure you can. Yeah. Do you think the Jewish kids do Christmas morning? No, they have their own. No, yeah, you keep coming up with your own festival. Just
they got Hanukkah. They get 12 days of presents.
Well, eight. Yeah, but I'm just saying, even the atheists, they can come up with your own. You know, do what Seinfeld did with Festivus. You know, the Festivus for the rest of us when you have a grievance poll. you remember yeah. Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good episode.
Yeah.
All right. What am I looking at here? Oh, yeah. We were talking about another fucking shooting happened, dude. And there's a medic. Navy, yeah. It says Navy medic, which kind of bothers me.
That's what he was.
Well, there's no such thing.
He was a corpsman.
Corpsman.
But every person doesn't know what a corpsman is. So that's
yes, and it wasn't like a military publication. But corpsmen are a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially combat corpsmen. Yeah. The guys out there with the Marine Corps.
You know, but the interesting about this story is that it hasn't been really widely published that much, but he was stationed at Fort Detrick. Okay. I don't know if you know what happens at Fort Detrick.
No.
That is where we do a lot of testing on our chemical weapons. That's where all the research and development for chemical weapons and antidotes for chemical weapons all happens at Fort Detrick.
I thought we don't use chemical weapons after the Geneva Convention.
Well, we don't, but we still have to stay up to, you know, speed on what's happening in the world.
Yeah, what were those needles called?
The anthrax needles?
No, the CBR.
Oh, damn. I don't remember. I don't know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah, you had two of them, right?
Yeah.
And there was two of each of them.
Atrophy.
Yeah, it's just atrazine or
yeah.
And depending on if they hit you with a nerve agent or like a lung thing.
But he started shooting people outside of base. The base police was notified that what was going on.
He was taking down an army base, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a joint base. And,
it's a joint base. I thought he went to a different base. Like
it was Fort Detrick, but there's joint people on the base.
He's a sailor on the base.
Area, so you know he's actually stationed on there. And the police were notified. The MPs. He still made it like a quarter mile on the base before he was stopped and killed on base. So they didn't enact the proper security protocols when they were notified that he was on his way to the base. There's no way in hell he should have even got through the gate. Because all the gates now have these huge concrete barricades that they, with a push of a button, they can flip a switch and you ain't getting through that thing unless you got a tank.
Didn't that actually just happen like a week ago, actually?
Yes, when this just happened a week ago.
And no, I'm talking about a guy who drove into the barricade then pulled out a knife and cut
a cop. Oh, yeah, in the Capitol. Yeah, the Capitol policeman was killed in the process.
And I got cut and killed. Yeah. And then he got gunned down, and the killer got gunned down.
I don't think he got killed by the cut, though. I think he was in the middle. I think he got pinned by the car.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't hear enough details. But one way or the other, he basically made an attack with a vehicle that came out with a knife. And he brought a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
That might have just been suicide by a cop. Why do you have to kill someone else?
And some of the Facebook posts that are showing up from that now and all that definitely looks like he was planning on killing himself in the process.
Yeah, it's like, why'd you have to kill someone else too then? Or if you're going to, because you're making some statement, at least write some manifesto. You know what I mean? So at least we know what you had to say, right?
Yep.
Because now you did all this and it means nothing to anyone.
Yeah,
I don't know. You don't know what drove him to this.
No.
Realistically, he knew he wasn't going to survive that, bringing a car and a knife to a gunfight. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. If you're trying to make a point, at least write something down to let us know what you had to say. Because now there's just dead people.
Yeah.
And we don't know what it meant.
We're not mind readers, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. If you're gonna make a point and actually give your own life to make that point, it's like, at least let us know what it was, so at least we can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just blow your own head off in your freaking living room, like any other Joe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't even do that anymore. You're not allowed to get a gun. Hang yourself. That's okay. I'm keeping my gun upstairs.
Yeah, it'll be safe from up there.
Joe can't get him.
Yep.
Okay. This
he hasn't been out in the public that much lately, you know.
Lately? You mean at all since he became the president of the United States? What, he spoke once?
And Kamala Harris is kind of lost in limbo land, too.
I still can't believe he picked her as VP.
Did he pick her, or did somebody tell him to pick her?
Well, honestly, he even says, like, I'm going to go for a woman of color. And it's like, so you're telling us right up front that it's not going to be the most qualified person. It has to be this and this. Like, this is the whole reason why you signed an affirmative action. Well, so that didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she was like the first one to drop out of the presidential race because she was terrible. She was the one who called Biden a racist. And when she was called out on it, she's like, it was a debate.
Yeah.
And that was like her answer. Like, that makes it okay to just flat out lie about reality. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or is Joe the biggest racist she ever heard of?
Yeah.
I mean, he is the guy who said that he doesn't want his children growing up in a racial jungle.
Yeah. And corn pop, you know, that's great too. Yeah.
So what's even funny is we haven't brought up corn pop once on the show yet.
We haven't? I could have sworn we talked about it.
We might have, but I don't think so. And I was like, oh my god, someone mentioned corn pop today. I was like, oh my god, I'm bringing that crap up. I would assume anyone who is listening knows what we're talking about. That was hilarious. Corn pop. All right. Yeah, anyway, let's move on from this Navy medic thing.
That's fine.
There we go. Let's talk about something that pisses me off. Okay, let's be realistic. What on the show doesn't piss me off?
Not much.
That's pretty much what the show is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't care that the Archduke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, is dead. I really don't. But I pissed off a lot of my UK friends recently after the Meghan Markle thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it's just nuts. I was like, I said, it's nuts watching all these UK citizens defend the monarchy so quickly. I was like, don't get me wrong. I was like, I even said, like, I think Meghan Markle's full of shit.
Yeah.
I was like, you're talking to a literal princess and the richest woman on the planet. Telling us about oppression. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on. Think about that for a minute. A princess and the richest woman on the planet talking about being oppressed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Oppression's not working very good for the oppressors, is it? But just watching these UK folk defend the Queen so quick. And I was like, I can't believe that anyone even supports a monarchy in any kind of first world nation. It's like a bloodline heritage. It sounds insane to me. And yeah, the Queen doesn't get a whole lot of authority in terms of the government, but she does get like veto powers and certain other authorities that are actually government involved. And that seems insane to me to make that a bloodline thing, you know? I don't know. Like, what if Quasimodo is the next person in line according to the bloodline heritage?
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah, you know? You there?
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got way off topic. Yeah. Prince Philip died 99 years old.
He lived a long life.
He did. And it was a charmed life. when he married he at the time, I believe she was the princess, right?
Yeah, she was not the queen yet. No.
In what, 45 or something like that? Or
yeah, they were married forever.
Yeah, I'm about to click on the link and actually have a look at it. This is New York Times. Of course it's loading up. That's a hideous photograph of that guy. Yeah, I love 1947.
Yeah.
I love he's got like 85 medals on his chest. Oh, in this like military uniform. Like,
was he ever in the military?
Yeah, probably as much as any royalty member is. You know what I mean?
A couple years.
Yeah, exactly. A couple years of whatever as an officer doing nothing. And then they keep getting medals and stupid crap. But yeah, oh, there you go. 99 years old, Buckingham Palace, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I was expecting more.
He stopped doing public events in 2017, and he seemed to become more popular after he actually stopped doing public events in the UK. He became like a pop culture figure.
Yeah, well,
he didn't say what the cause of death was.
He's 99 years old, dude. It could have been anything. Yeah, it might have been someone had a strong fart in his room and he couldn't handle it. You know what I mean?
How old is the queen?
Well,
I think she's in her 80s.
She is, if he's 99, she's 94.
Damn, she's older than what?
Because they married,
he was 21.
When this tall, handsome prince married the crown princess,
yeah,
Elizabeth.
5 years difference. Yep, you're right. Yep. 94. Damn.
Yep. Yeah. Jeez, Louise, that was a long time ago. 1947.
Uh huh.
Like you said, it was a long life.
Yeah.
And it's not even semi-charmed. That was like full on charmed life. Like the guy was the Prince of England.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm going to give England a little bit of credit in terms of the monarchy, as much as I hate monarchy, but at least they're keeping it true in terms of bloodline and not male lineage. There is a difference.
Yeah.
They're keeping the bloodline true, not the name.
Right.
As weird as that sounds, but like that's why there's a queen now and not a king. I believe the United Kingdom was the first one to do that. Like, okay. Well, the United Kingdom was the, in terms of worldwide, was one of, I believe, maybe the first nation, kingdom to outlaw slavery.
Might have been.
It was decades before the United States got into a war over it. All right. Anyway, the prince is dead.
Yep.
The queen's 94. Who's next in line anyway? Harry?
I am not sure anymore. I don't think it'll be Harry anymore. He's kind of out of the picture.
No, Harry's the redhead, isn't he?
Wouldn't it be one of Princess Diana's sons?
No, there's an old prince. Elizabeth's son. Shoot, there's two of them. I can't. One of them's dead.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, I said one of them's dead. And really, this is why I got into a giant argument with a whole bunch of my UK friends, especially the Australians. They got real butt hurt, and I laughed my butt off because it's like we actually got into a war with them, and we told them to f themselves. Yeah, you're a rebellious little brother.
I was like, yeah, you're the little,
huh?
It's Princess Diana's husband. Prince Charles. Yeah,
Charles. There you go. Oh, yeah, okay. Elizabeth's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Charles. Oh, shoot. There might be another King of England. Down to the monarchy. Here's hoping Spain is next. How many people realize that Spain has a king?
I do. I've been there. I know.
Yeah. You know, it sucks.
And the king owns all the trees in Spain, if I remember correctly.
You got the same Liberty briefing I did,
didn't you? Of course I did. Don't pee on the trees.
You'll go to prison for it. Yeah, I didn't get to go to Spain, actually. We did a one-day stop.
In Rota?
Yeah, in Rota, and it was my duty day.
Of course it was.
Yeah, exactly. Of course it was one day, and it was my duty day. I was like, oh, that sucks.
But Rota was on the East Coast, Rota was one of my favorite ports.
Yeah.
And it probably was because when I was stationed in Bosnia for 6 months, I got 2 weeks off of free leave. And I knew a buddy that was stationed at the photo lab in Rota.
Mm.
And I actually took a MAC flight to Rota and spent 2 weeks there partying it up and just living life in Rota.
Spain's not a huge country. I mean, it's not little, but it's not huge. No. And no. I mean, you realistically could have got anywhere in the country if you had 2 weeks to be there that you wanted to go to, you know?
Oh, yeah, we went to Sevilla. We went out to Ibiza where they do
all. I was going to say, if I was in Spain, I'd go to Ibiza. I really would.
Surfing happens and stuff.
Maybe even Pamplona.
We went to Gibraltar one time, you know, so which is an interesting story, you know, because of its history. It's actually a British colony owned by Spain.
Gibraltar?
Yeah. Both like lay claim to it, but the citizens typically, even though they're right there, they still vote with Spain or Italy.
Yeah, see, that's always bothering me. When we keep hearing from a lot of, well, I say keep hearing, that's not true at all. No one ever hears about this crap unless they actually really pay attention. But these different areas that two different nations claim sovereignty over.
Yeah.
A perfect example is Cyprus.
Yep.
Is it Greek or Turkish?
Depends on who you talk to.
Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. Who do they pay taxes to? Right? Well, I don't know, because Greece and Turkey both claim ownership or sovereignty, whatever you want to call it, right, over Cyprus. I believe the United States recognizes it as Turkish. I believe
that's probably because Turkey's part of NATO.
Probably, but it was a very, very Greek island that they told us we'd be prepared like we were going to Athens again. It was a good time. Don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun. I had more fun there than the weird port visit we had in Turkey. That was really weird. I don't know. I got to admit, I miss the travel of the Navy.
I do too. It's the biggest thing I miss the most about the Navy, the travel.
You get to see, as long as you are open to doing stuff anyway. Yeah. Like, we had a guy on my last ship. Like, we would pull into port and he would go find the nearest McDonald's. Yeah, and I was like, are you kidding me? It's like, you're in Italy.
How many times did he go to McDonald's while he was in port too?
Oh, he did every time. That's what he wanted. I was like,
usually go like every once in a while to just do it, but I didn't do it in every port. And I didn't.
Hey, you get McDonald's when you were drunk. You get hammered at the club, and then you get McDonald's or whatever. Here in the States.
In Spain, at McDonald's, you get beer. You get beer in a glass.
True, but I'm just saying you would hit the club first, then you'd have McDonald's on the way home. Yeah. Versus, I'm going out for dinner tonight, like,
right,
and I'm in Italy. It's like, I'm going to have, like, spaghetti. You know what I mean?
Or pizza, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I did not like pizza in Italy. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I liked pizza in Italy. It was not as good as pizza you get here. And Greek pizza was not good at all.
Well, it's totally different, you know. They make it differently, so.
Greek and Italy both claim ownership not only to pizza, but baklava.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, the wife makes baklava, dude. Oh, my God, it's so good. And not even that. We have our own beehives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're making it with our own honey now.
Cool.
Her last batch, oh, it was so good. I mean, it was not just local honey. It was my own personal hive, but it was also made over the last, you know, the spring before or whatever. It was good. It was really good. Then all my bees died.
That's not good.
Yeah. There's a learning curve. They survived the first year, but we didn't. They ran out of food this winter. And we harvested wrong. We'll harvest honey differently this coming. Excuse me. Got to replace the colony, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, what's this HR1 thing?
That's the new voting election reform that the House of Representatives passed.
Oh, they're making it weird and vague enough that you could...
They want to change. They want to take total control over the election process and eliminate states' rights in how elections are held. They say we need a uniform process to do it.
That's going to take, what, 2/3 of Congress to do?
No, they're trying to pass it as a law. So all it would take is a Senate majority vote?
No, they can't do that. That is the 10th Amendment. Not even 10th Amendment. Shoot. One of them is that each state gets to do their own... Or actually, not even amendment. I'm sorry. It was like Article 2. Is that each state gets to do their own election process.
Well, I think it's going to end up in the Supreme Court.
Well, if they're going to flat out try to pass a law that overrules the Constitution, yes, it will end up in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Problem is, what's the Supreme Court going to do? Because they're just people too, right?
The currently formed court, even with the Chief Justice kind of being wishy-washy about a lot of things, I think when it comes down to elections, it will remain states' rights. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I don't know, man. We've literally fought a war over this before. And again, winners get to write the history, but the losers were saying it was about states' rights. Now, don't get me wrong, the rest of us are saying that, yeah, you are arguing your right to own people. Mm-hmm. But that was the argument at the time.
Right.
You know, you can't look through history through a modern lens, right?
Yeah, no.
Like I said, like exactly that is that we fought a war over states' rights before, and the federal government won. Because there's nothing in the Constitution saying you could not own people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm waiting one day when I do run for office for someone to freaking pull that little audio clip out.
Well, since you brought up slaves and slavery, there's a House committee that's actually scheduled to debate and vote for a reparations bill.
Saw something about that. Tell me about this, and how pissed off should I be?
Well, I mean, I think it's stupid at this point. None of us own slaves. Our ancestors own slaves, or not even our direct ancestors. It's ancestors upon ancestors. You know,
and actually,
enough is enough. You know.
And you'd be amazed at how few people are actually descendants of slave owners, because not everyone got to own slaves.
No.
Like, no, only the wealthy did to do this, to become more wealthy. And I know it sounds like I'm being a jerk, but I know I'm saying it's like, let's blame the wealthy. You know, that's what the Democrats do, right?
The Democrats are the wealthiest.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. I'm just saying that that's their argument, is blame the wealthy.
Right.
And it was the wealthy that could afford to buy human beings to work for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, your typical cranberry or your shoe cobbler, your cranberry farmer didn't have slaves.
No.
You know what I mean? You know, it was your Kennedys.
Yeah.
That did. I mean, and I only bring up Kennedy because they didn't seem to care about the law no matter what. And they made all their money in history by breaking the law. They actually famously made their money through prohibition, didn't they?
Yes.
Like they invented NASCAR kind of stuff. The hell are we talking about?
Reparations.
Oh. Yeah, that's difficult, man. It's like, are we gonna try to do 40 acres and a mule?
No, they just want cash.
How much cash?
It's up in the air.
And how do we prove that someone's of slave heritage?
If I had to guess, I would say Elizabeth Warren will put in a claim.
So realistically, I could put in a claim saying I'm of slave heritage.
I mean, I think everybody could, for the most part. I mean, I'm Irish descent, you know, so, I mean...
Actually, they were the first enslaved in the United
States. Exactly, yeah. Where do we stop the insanity when it comes to this stuff?
You know, it's funny. So I hear a lot of people, I've brought that up before, and people look at me, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, and look how they're doing now. It's like, you mean the fucking redheads? It's like the soulless gingers that we still make fun of? I'm like, we still hate the Irish. You know we do. It's like every joke about white people on TV is about the Irish people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're pretty nasty about the Irish in particular. It's like, you're totally wrong. I'm actually concerned. I'm a little worried that I might have to get a canvas bag and put my baby daughter in it full of rocks and throw over a bridge into a river because she's growing red hair.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I can't be giving birth to the Antichrist, you know? Or... All right.
So you got
Let's move here. On. Huh?
You got on here. Did Trump use SARS?
Yeah, did he?
I don't think he called them that, but I think every president in recent era has had advisors.
Yes.
But
the SARS seemed to have more authority than an advisor.
Okay. And the SARS really got their big thing in the Obama administration. So since everybody's comparing Biden's administration to like the third term of Obama, you can expect the SARS to have a ton of authority in his administration.
Well, why would you use SARS as the
term?
Yeah. Okay. SARS, the way he spelled it, Caesar, is the Russian interpretation.
Exactly.
Made. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Of Caesar. It's Caesar. That's literally what it is. And it's a Russian interpretation of it. And that's why Russia, I believe, still has czars, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. When the Soviet Union fell, I'm not sure what happened. But the problem is 1940s Germany had czars too, but it was spelled T-S-A-R.
Okay.
There were literal Nazi czars. And these people actually existed, not in someone's butthurt world of saying this isn't right. Like, these things actually existed.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was just shocked to see that people are using the term czar like it's a normal thing these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. He has a cabinet, right?
Yeah.
Isn't the cabinet supposed to be his advisors?
Yeah, they're supposed to, yeah.
Like, that's literally what it's there for.
Yeah, that's what they were designed to be there for, you know? Yeah.
Instead of having czars, either create another cabinet position or... it just seems weird. It seems like we're creating positions that don't need to exist.
Yeah. Well, to get opinions. The difference between the Trump administration had very few of these people, had very few staff members in the White House office and in the vice president's office and the first lady's office. You know, Melania Trump only had like two or three staff members in her office, where Michelle Obama had like 20, you know.
And people don't work for
$50,000 in the White House, you know. We're talking $100,000 salaries.
I know. Well, no, exactly. To work in the White House, it means you're making $100,000, period, even if you're cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, that was something I talked about with the wife when I got out of the Navy, because I still had a top secret clearance when I left the Navy. And I was like, and we were in Virginia, and I was like, hey, why don't I go apply over at NASA and sweep a top secret hallway?
Yeah. I remember you telling me about this.
And I was like, I can make $100 an hour.
Yeah.
Sweeping a hallway.
Yeah.
Because they can trust me not to sell the information, you know? Yeah. But yeah, exactly. To have that kind of clearance makes it worth a lot of money, because that clearance isn't cheap.
No.
I mean, it took the... I had top secret clearance because of my job with the Navy, which I know sounds crazy thinking a Hall Tech did.
Yeah, but it was what you're working on. You had to have it.
I had to be able to go into the nuclear reactor and do a repair. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
And my clearance, actually, I think it was good for 5 years. and I got out after 7. So I had like 2 more years of top secret clearance.
Yeah.
I looked at a handful of places. I couldn't find a job I was qualified for working at NASA. Go figure, right? I was like, I can weld. Like, don't worry. We have someone. We have a machine to do that. Anyway, that was a different thing altogether.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to pause it.
No, that's all right. All these other things don't bite me typically.
Yeah.
They bite everyone else. And actually, today I was out doing the fire. And I was a little frustrated that there wasn't anyone else around because all the mosquitoes were biting me. I was like, there's no one else that has more delicious more delicious blood than me.
Yeah.
And it brought home a tick. I was like, son of a bitch. And I forgot how much it's a weird pinching feeling that lasts a while when you pull a tick out, doesn't it? But well, head and all. Anyway, we were talking about the Trump and czar things.
Yeah, and the reason you brought that up is because the Biden border coordinator Roberta Jacobson stepping down.
Yeah. Honestly, it's about the right time anyway. She was only supposed to do the first 100 days anyway. And we're not that far ahead of schedule.
So what did she actually do?
The border lady?
Yeah.
She made a mess.
Did she open the border?
Here's the issue is they did not open the border. But they encouraged people to come to the border.
But the messaging that went out during the campaign was the border will open up as soon as I'm elected
president. And that's exactly what the issue is. Now we have thousands and thousands of people. What are we at? 1,700% at these facilities?
I was just reading an article from Epoch Times that says that the administration is considering cash payments to Central America to control migration. So we're going to pay people to stay in Central America.
I'd rather build a wall and pay American citizens because this money's literally come. That's what drives me nuts. I got this weird feeling that the average person who votes doesn't realize that the money you're sending these people is out of your damn paycheck.
Yeah. Well, it's not even out of our paycheck anymore.
No, it's your grandchildren's paycheck.
We're printing more money to do all this crap.
No, and actually, here we go. Let me completely sidetrack us. Let's go on a crazy tangent for a minute.
All right.
Have you been following silver at all lately? Even looking at it, checking it out?
No.
Of course not. No one does. No one cares because what the hell? It's silver, right? Don't get me wrong. I get it. I bought a whole bunch a while ago. I've been sitting on for a long time, and I've been buying some as it goes down in price.
Yeah.
Watching what happened with GameStop tells me that there's no faith in the dollar.
Right.
All it takes is a whole bunch of people to get together and say, F everyone, we're going to make this thing that's literally worthless.
Uh-huh.
Worth $1 billion. And then all of a sudden, one day it's going to go out of business and poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
Because they can't even support themselves, but you're selling shares for $1 million a share.
Right.
But GameStop, for example, like that's the exact point is when was the last time you've been into GameStop?
It's been a while. I'm not a big gamer.
When was the last time anyone you know is in a GameStop? Obviously, you don't know because,
my nephew goes there once in a while.
Are you sure? Or is he buying his stuff online like everyone else?
I don't know. People go to GameStop to sell their gaming equipment.
You sell your crap back to them and you can buy used stuff there. Yes, that's what we used to do with it. Or you used to go there to give the new controller a new feel. Before you bought it.
Yeah.
But then you go home and you buy it online because it costs less online.
Yep.
But yeah, there's no faith in the dollar anymore. I don't think anyone trusts it. No one knows what's going on. We've printed, 5 times the amount of money in circulation in the last year?
And I think that's one reason why more people are starting to look at cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, I don't see the difference between a dollar and a crypto, though. I mean, I understand the idea of Bitcoin with the blockchain, and there's only so much. And I get that, but what's to stop it from being corrupted the same way the dollar was, and we could just make more of it?
Because there's rules in place that there's a
There were rules for the U.S. dollar too, and Nixon said F that. Republican, by the way. That's why I know it sounds weird. That's why I'm still holding on to metal. Okay. And it's not just silver. I actually have a crap ton of copper. I got, check this out. I got like 5 ounces of platinum.
Nice.
Yeah. Platinum's not worth nearly what it used to be. Actually, gold has been over platinum for like 5 years. Yeah, I got some platinum. I don't have any gold. That's not true. I have a little bit of gold. But I mean, I got copper. I got mercury. I got lead. Stuff I can actually do stuff with.
Yeah.
And it's because it's a finite resource. I don't trust a system that's not based in something finite.
Okay.
Because it can inflate infinitely. And then we're going to end up like Zimbabwe with $100 trillion bill.
Yeah.
I brought that to your house before, haven't I?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You showed it off.
Yeah. $100 trillion.
Uh-huh. You paid good money for that.
Yeah. $5 US, including shipping and handling. That lets you know what hyperinflation can do, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's terrifying. And people have noticed lately their grocery bills are going up.
Yeah.
By a lot, actually.
Well, gas prices are going up by a lot too.
Yes. The wife actually brought up, I don't know if this is true or not, but she heard that some parts of California are paying $6 a gallon.
That wouldn't doubt me a bit.
I wouldn't either, but I don't know if it's true. That sounds like a lot.
When I was out there, it was $3 and $4 a gallon, and that was, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
I think I paid $2.86 a gallon today in Mass. I only know that because I bought a literal gallon of gasoline.
We're at $2.67 right now.
There you go. So I'm not that much more. Well, actually, it's like 20 cents more. Yeah, but I got a gallon of gas from my gas can with 2-stroke oil for my new chainsaw.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I know exactly what a gallon of gas cost yesterday. Right. Yeah. But, oh, yeah, I got a new chainsaw.
Nice.
Yeah, my old chainsaw just won't run anymore. I put some work into it. Just won't. Even brought it to a pro. Yeah, when I say pro, I mean I'm a repair shop, but I know better than these guys. I already did everything they looked at.
Uh-huh.
Sucker won't run. I know what I need to do. I just don't want to put the effort in. It's going to cost me more than just getting a new chainsaw.
Right, yeah. That happens a lot.
Yeah. Basically, I didn't clean out the fuel and put a treatment in. Uh-huh. And I let it sit too long, and it super glued the valve shut.
It's called ethanol.
Well, ethanol is actually what will break it up. It's all the garbage that's in my gas because it's 2-stroke.
Because, well, I mean, for the boat motor, I've been driving across the Coleman Bridge into Gloucester and getting non-ethanol gas. I run that in my lawnmower now. I run it in my chainsaw.
Ethanol is a cleaner.
But it's water-based.
It's alcohol.
It separates from the gas real fast. It creates moisture. And that's what screws up your carburetor.
I'll give you that. It creates moisture, but it's not water-based. It'll create moisture, but that's because it's an alcohol versus an oil.
Since I started running non-ethanol gas and all my stuff, everything's running a whole lot more smooth.
Yes, I'm sure. There's less cleaning to do, basically.
Yeah.
So it runs smoother a lot longer.
Right.
Ethanol has a ton of energy. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and I'm still working on it. Actually, a long term investigative thing for my Testicles channel about ethanol or as alcohol as a fuel.
Uh-huh.
You can make alcohol out of grass clippings. Sure, you don't want to drink it because then it tastes like garbage. And plus, it's you'll go blind if you don't do a handful of things to make sure you don't, you know, get sick.
Yeah.
But it'll burn. And not only will it burn, it'll clean out your engine as it burns. I don't understand why it's not our primary fuel source. It's so abundant. I mean, like I said, lawn clippings can do it. And you know, we're screaming for, you know, fossil fuels or whatever. Alcohol actually burns really, really clean.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems silly to me. Like, why aren't we using alcohol as a fuel source? It's easy to make. It's inexpensive. I mean, I make alcohol at home.
Yeah.
People in prison make alcohol.
Yeah, but not for fuel.
No, a toilet wine. And I don't use mine for fuel. Actually, it's funny. Is I have about 2 liters of like pure alcohol that I'm just sitting on waiting for the day I need it for whatever, for a sterilytic or a fuel. But that was just me just screwing around, purifying a bottle of wine over and over and over again, you know?
Mm-hmm. So President Biden announced his next big bill that he wants everybody to pass, the infrastructure plan for $2.1 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
And they've decided that they can use budget reconciliation again for this bill.
What does budget reconciliation mean? I keep hearing that.
It's a process that the Senate rules have in place that if the parliamentarian, and they're only supposed to be allowed to do this like once every term or once every year, basically.
Yeah.
But they found some loophole magically that says they can do it again this term. It's not supposed to impact the budget negatively, but I don't understand how you spend $2.1 trillion, and it doesn't impact the budget at all. And it also can be passed by a simple majority in the Senate instead of having to have the 60 votes and then another vote after that.
Did they actually say it wasn't going to affect the budget?
I think that's the definition of budget reconciliation. Let me look it up.
Well, spending that much money, I mean, spending a dollar affects the budget, right?
Yeah.
And why do we even pretend like there's a budget? Like, for real, why do we even pretend like we're only going to spend so much money?
Yeah.
But no, how many generations? No, not years, not payments, not years. How many generations in the hole are we?
Yeah. Hundreds of generations.
That's why okay, check this out. Where's my ball cap? Where are my sunglasses? I at least got my sunglasses. We're about to go to war with anyone as an excuse to not have to pay our debt because we owe money to our great grandchildren. Yep. And we did a lot with it, but we didn't earn. We didn't pay off the money we borrowed to do it.
No.
And we owe a handful of countries so much money that we're ready to go to war with them.
Yeah.
Instead of pay that debt.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe that.
I believe it too.
What would a war with China look like, dude? Let's be real. Like, the Chinese are not an inferior nation in terms of if it came to full out war versus what we did in Iraq.
I don't know if we could win a war against China.
Well, where's the front line? Is it in China or the United? Are we invading or are they invading? Because we are across the planet from each other, aren't we?
Yeah.
If there's a war, the battleground might even be Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But realistically, if we're fighting China, it would be over. It would be over Hong Kong, wouldn't it?
I think we've given up on Hong Kong.
You think so? You think they're no longer a free democratic state of China?
No, they're definitely not that. China violated the terms of the treaty to get Hong Kong back. And do you see any action from the UK or United States to defend?
Well, the United Nations.
Nothing.
No, and no, I agree. You're right. I just thought this is a good way to break this whole thing up, that because no one has talked about this in a long time. I think this is going to be the excuse for the next war. And I think it's going to happen in about 10 years from now. It's not going to be Hong Kong itself. It's going to end up being Taiwan.
Oh, my word. Not Taiwan.
It will be.
I know it will be, because China wants Taiwan back.
Yep. That's why it's going to be over. They're going to keep pushing and pushing. I mean, they're building islands.
Are we going to defend Taiwan just as good as we defended Ukraine against Russia?
How good did we do with that crap? We said, don't do that, and then walked away.
Yeah. We got them to give up their nuclear weapons in Ukraine, and we promised them defense. They got rid of them, and then Russia came and invited, and America was nowhere to be found.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say that Crimea thing is becoming pertinent again.
Of course, because Russia wants more land.
Well, exactly. They had nuclear weapons, and we said, give them up, and we promise you, we'll protect you. And then Russia just walked in and said, this is ours now. We said, oh, yeah, it's not our problem.
Yeah.
Was that Obama or was that Trump?
It was Obama.
Was it?
Yeah, remember? Because Biden went over there and threatened people to get rid of the prosecutor because his son was involved.
You're right. That was, oh my God. Where's my button? Where's my button to circle back?
You got the camera ready at all times.
I know. I actually meant to have that one ready. I actually even looked at sound clips earlier too. I was like, I didn't even bring it up. I'm going to circle back on that one. Yeah. Hunter Biden. Oh my goodness. You're right. That was what started the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you were crazy out of your mind if you believed any of this BS, right? That's why Biden. That's why Biden got a lot of votes. Who's going
to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to work for a chemical company on their board of directors in Ukraine? What skills does he have to make that kind of money on a board of directors in a foreign country on a topic he doesn't have a clue about?
And doesn't even speak the language.
Yeah.
What's he doing throwing away illegally purchased firearms in a trash can across the street from elementary school?
Gotta get rid of him.
Because he admitted that he bought the gun when he was a crackhead.
Smoking Parmesan cheese.
Well, no, not smoking Parmesan cheese, when he's actually smoking crack. Well, no, I don't know. Okay, you've never purchased a gun, have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
My mistake. I'm sorry. I know you don't keep one in your home, do you? Or have you changed your mind on that one?
It got taken away from me.
Okay, that's a story I'd love to go into, but I'm sure you don't want to get into that on this.
It's a stupid story, but I'll tell it real briefly. So I was working in the Pentagon after 9/11.
Oh.
Things were very stressful. My supervisor didn't like the way I was handling my supervisory jobs, and so he fired me.
Ooh.
And I sent an IM message to somebody that I thought was a friend who was also working in the same office at the time, TAD, saying I wanted to kill my supervisor.
They took your gun over that? Yeah.
They had me sell my gun over that. I did make some money out of the deal. And I had to see lots of counselors about the whole thing for a long time. So
you know,
it wasn't like I ever intended to do anything. It was just
pissed off.
Yeah. You know.
Just like everyone's like, I'll fucking kill you. And you're not actually gonna come and kill him.
Yeah. You know, and that friendship is pretty non-existent at this point, even to this day, you know, decades later. So
yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's just be real about it. It's like, you got butt hurt, right?
Yeah.
And you lashed out like a butt hurt bitch. And like, I'm not trying to call you a butt hurt bitch, but that's we've all done it, right?
Yeah. You know, and my current wife doesn't see the need to have a gun in the house, you know? And so.
Oh, yo, don't blame her. When I used to live down there and hang out with you, you didn't have a gun then either.
No, I didn't. No, I haven't replaced it.
No, that's fine. That's actually cool that you haven't had a situation show up. I just, when I was living in Virginia, I felt like I needed to own a gun. But it might be because where I grew up here, this area, and it's way quieter here. You know what I mean? I don't even hear police sirens.
Yeah. You're out in the country.
Not country, but far out in the burbs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've been up in the area. Sean's place there is 4 miles driving from my front door. You know, it's pretty close to Boston, but the forest shows up pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yep.
And so rocks.
I got one other topic I added to the document while we were doing
the show. Shoot. I didn't realize there's a second page.
Oh yeah. Concerned New York City mom asked De Blasio what's being done about broad daylight crimes.
Because, I think I heard something about this.
And these are some pretty interesting statistics. So Big Apple murders are up 19.5% year to date as of April 10th, with 92 being reported this year compared to 77 in the same period last year. The number of shootings went up 56% in 2021. Compared to 268 of them compared to 194 last year. And meanwhile, the number of shooting victims went up 54% this year.
Now,
I believe that is in New York, one of those defund the police areas.
I was about to go there. Is this Whitey's fault, or is this because we fired the police and don't train them anymore?
And I know there's such a, I mean, and the police don't feel like they're getting supported across the board now. And a lot of them, if they're eligible for retirement, they're retiring early just to get out of it and not be, you know.
Yeah, caught up in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, whether they're bad cops, good cops, or whatever, you know.
Well, what kind of idiot would sign up to do that job right now? It's like, no matter what you do, you can't be right.
Nobody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why would anyone sign up to be a police officer right now?
I think I read an article a day or two ago. Like, I think Portland, they're putting money into park rangers instead of police as a way to.
Park rangers have way different authority, though.
They're doing it to appease the city council, you know, because they want to defund the police. So instead of defunding the police altogether, they're going to have park rangers and police
working. I have an answer to this defund the police thing.
What happened?
Let's go back to relying upon sheriffs. Let's give the sheriffs more authority, the county sheriffs. They're elected, right? So the people actually get a say in who's in charge. And they get to deputize whomever they seem fit, you know, whatever each state, whatever, even each county says. So you get, I'm sorry, I'm going to go, I'm bringing up the 10th Amendment here again. And I'm sorry, this is the thing every libertarian brings up. As much as I don't want to put a big L in front of my, behind my name, it should come down to what, it should come down to the lowest jurisdiction possible to make the decision, right?
That's the way it was in the military.
Yeah, you handle the lowest level possible. If Chief could handle it, get it handled by, hey, you don't get to go on liberty in Rota, right?
Yeah.
It's like, all right. It's better than getting busted down and having my pay taken, right?
Yep,
always. Yeah, and you'd accept it, but it sucked. But it's like, yeah, you know what? At least I don't lose a pay grade, you know?
Right.
Oh, by the way, it's funny as hell. I was gonna have Claire on and another, the other one from the Carl Vinson on, and I realized, like, everyone I'm looking to do these shows with is a Navy sailor. I was like, even our former alternating or random host, Sean, was a Navy sailor. By the way, I wanted to bring this up a while ago. I remember you said you invited me to hang out one night, and you said, "Oh yeah, I know this guy. He's from up around near you." How the hell did I know you if I didn't know Sean first? If it wasn't through Sean. Like,
how did we meet?
I have no idea. But I remember you saying, like, "Oh yeah, I got this this buddy who's like right down the street from you, apparently." And he said, "My show." I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Oh yeah, it's Sean Staff. Yeah, oh, and it's my buddy Sean here. You know, he's my buddy D's older brother."
Yeah, I don't remember how we met.
I don't either, honestly. And it was probably something stupid, honestly.
I would have to think it'd be through Sean.
Huh?
I would have to think it'd be through Sean.
I would have too, but I remember one way or the other, it was one of you introduced me to the other, and we had already met.
Okay.
And been hanging out. I could have sworn it was you trying to introduce me to Sean Stafford.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my god, I've known this guy for like 15 years." I was like, "Actually, he's like his little brother is like my best friend."
Right, still is.
I'm gonna be cool. This is a safe way to put it. My wife is my best friend.
Okay.
Obviously, but I still hang out with D a lot. We don't really do a whole lot of the same things anymore.
No, you're on two different tracks. You know, you're married and you got a kid, and he lives with his parents in the basement.
Yeah. Actually, I expected him to hang out tonight.
He's actually been on the show.
I know he is. I invited him over today to help me burn stuff in the yard. Blew me off. Kind of sucked, but I get it. Shit happens. I just would have liked to, "Hey, I can't make it," you know?
That's the Derek way.
That's just the way life is.
Yeah.
You never know what the hell's going to happen. Everyone sucks. And everyone's a liar. You know?
Yep.
Sorry, I ranted. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do I have so many damn messages? I don't care about any of that. Oh, wow. Didn't read it. I just pulled up my cell phone and checked my messages. And as I put it down, I saw an email from Plymouth Plantation.
Okay.
That means nothing to anyone besides this area. It's like one of the first plantations in the country. I'm not even sure what they did. There might have been cotton, but probably not in Massachusetts. I should go do that tour again. You're probably growing strawberries. I don't know. All right, let's talk about global warming, motherfucker.
Okay. Well, let me go to the bathroom real quick.
All right, that sounds good. I got a good run for this next BS because I'm pissed.
We kind of had to bring it up, even though it wasn't on the list, because we both listened to the show.
Shortly after those text messages I sent you, I was like, "All right, I'm not going to listen to another hour of this." It's like, this is
all. It was a short show. It was only 2 hours long.
Well, I listened to an hour. I was like, "All right, I'm going to listen to like everything else that I wanted to hear." But
yeah, that's cool.
We'll take a piss, we'll go whatever. All right. It's going to be a pain in the ass to cut back up. Oh, well. What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Yeah, see, that's one thing that bothers me is I can't rewind and check it out.
That was out stopping the recording.
Yeah. Oh, and then waiting for the whole thing to do its thing.
Yeah.
Claire's got me on some new other software to do whatever with Discord. Oh, I can do this and this and this and this. It's a cool Zoom does shit I don't use. It's just frustrating, man. It's, and exactly, you go take a piss, and I'd like to be able to.
And we were talking about Derek and how we met each other.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. When you this summer, man, are you gonna be able to find some time? And don't get me wrong, don't change your life. Don't take time off of work to see me. But if you could find even a long weekend, I mean, take the train up. Uh-huh. It costs half as much as flying. Granted, it takes twice as long.
But
come up and visit. You know, we'll drink some beers. We'll you know.
Yeah.
We'll do the show
in person.
Yeah, we'll be here in person with one microphone between the two of us. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm actually having issues with the frogs lately. The weather has changed a little bit, and it's getting really warm really quick.
Yeah, I did that down here too.
I bet it's warm as hell. It hit 72 here today.
Yeah,
and of course I decided today was the day. Saturday. I was going to go out in the yard and burn my yard refuse. Sat in the sun for like 8 hours and drank beer.
Nice.
Next to a fire. And then sat down to record this show.
Yeah.
And I expected to have two buddies come drink beer with me, and they both blew me off. So right. I guess I had to drink for three.
Well, can you think of any other topics off the top of your head?
Not in particular, but I want to bring up the Chauvin thing again. Chauvin. I'm sorry. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I haven't actually heard it said out loud. I've only been reading it.
Right.
But what really is really bothering me a lot about this is I'm hearing people saying that this man should be hanged or, you know, executed. But they don't know his name. And they think they know enough about what happened but they don't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
That tells me you haven't really paid nearly as much attention as you pretending you did.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like I said, the state brought up reasonable doubt. It seems nuts to me. It's going to cause a whole bunch of a giant mess. Because the difference between
the trial goes, it's not bringing the country any closer together. It's going to cause hate and discontent either way with either decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just actually just thinking, like, if we go by the rules in terms of all you need is reasonable doubt, then they've already created that. I mean, the state created that. And exactly, it's going to erupt in riots because of this. And it's just, did you see that the key witness the state brought, the passenger in the car?
Yeah.
Pled the fifth.
Yeah.
He refused to testify. And it's like, you do realize that amendment says you're not required to incriminate yourself. Uh-huh. And he goes, yep. It's like, okay. All right. So why would you not say anything if there's nothing? Now, again, we've done this speculation before and actually brought up the argument, don't speculate, but
yeah.
Dude died, you're not on trial. You know? What kind of crazy shit were you doing that you're not even willing to talk about it right now?
Yeah.
This is someone the state tried to bring forward who said, yeah, no, I'm not talking.
Yeah.
They just had another one. What was it? The girlfriend? I don't know. Someone else just came out recently or... I say recently, it's only been like, 3 days? Actually, it's been like 5 days, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a long trial.
Well, they're on there like the second week, too. I mean, this hasn't been the first week of it. They were doing it last week, too. We talked about it a little bit on the show.
We did, and this just seems nuts that it would take this long, because realistically, I know it. Everyone thinks it's Law and Order BS, but realistically, a trial usually lasts like 12 hours at most. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You sit down, you hear the evidence, and you make a decision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not all OJ.
No.
You know OJ killed that woman, right?
If I had to guess, I would say yes. But I'm not a judge and a jury, so.
You know Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, right?
Yes, I do know that.
All right. Well, I don't know what else you want to talk about. There's got to be something else to talk about. I'm having a good time. But if there's nothing else to talk about, I guess it's just hit stop.
We just keep talking.
Yeah, I guess I can always come back and clip it. But the longer the recording is, the more work it is to clip it.
Yeah, so let's just close out the show and talk.
All right. Well, here we go. Sorry, I hit pause like I was done. I'm gonna. That was episode 34. Hope you enjoyed the show. We forgot to bring up our email address. Not that anyone listened to it this far through.
The Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
Yeah, we haven't got a single email there yet, have we?
Nope.
That's all right. Sooner or later, someone's going to shoot us an email. We're going to be like, holy crap, someone gives a crap. Actually, you know what? That's the way I'm going to get in touch with people to do the show.
Okay.
I'll shoot them out through that email address.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, I guess that's our show. We're trying to expand.
Yep.
Apparently, I'm the lefty on this show, and I guess I've always kind of known that. And I talked to some other people, and they said that I'm the. We're talking about getting four people together in this other group doing a similar thing to this, but instead of talking about the news of the week like we do,
yeah,
this is gonna be like we're gonna have like one topic that we're gonna discuss for an hour.
Okay.
And I am the quote middle left person.
I know how much that hurts your feelings.
It really does, but being called Republican pisses me off just as much.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess I just don't want to be affiliated with the party. I don't want this bipolar idea. But we'll see how that goes. Maybe we'll actually start doing a recording on that show. Well, I don't know. If we do, we're going to have you on eventually, I'm sure.
That's cool.
This is going to be the testicles and dirty tranny idea that we started with that never went anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Even though I have like five recorded episodes I never published.
It's going to be on YouTube primarily?
Probably. It's pretty easy to upload there, actually. You just have certain rules that you have to do to not get in trouble. But that's our show. See you next week. Thanks for coming by.
Later, alligator.